Thanks, and once again, welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Just want to remind you, if you have items to share with us on The Good Stuff, please send those to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, @gmail.com. We'll take a look at those, and one day we might be able to feature them right here on an edition of The Good Stuff. You know what goes good with a morning cup of coffee? The Tri-State Livestock News. Sounds like it's time to pair it up with the Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Visit them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. Kim, I'd like to start things off a little bit about a bar story before we talk about anything on Thanksgiving anyway. I'm not sure where this came from. Please, when you send things to us, include the author if you know them. We'd like to give credit there. And your name. We don't have to use your name if you don't want us to, but it's always nice to know where things are coming from. Well, it seems that a man walks into a bar, has a couple of beers, and the bartender tells him he owes him $8. And he says, "But I already paid you. Don't you remember?" said the customer. "Okay," says the bartender. "If you said you did, well, then I suppose you did pay." The man then goes outside and tells the first person he sees that the bartender can't keep track of whether his customers have paid or not. The second man then rushes in, orders a beer, and later pulls the same stunt. The barkeep replies, "Okay, if you said you paid, then I suppose you did." The customer then goes outside, sees a friend, and tells him how to get free drinks. The third man hurries into the bar and begins to drink highballs. Sometime later, the bartender leans over and says, "You know, a funny thing happened in here tonight. The two men were drinking beer, neither of them paid, and both claimed that they had." The next guy who tries that stunt, "I'm going to kick it." The man interrupts, "Don't bother me with your troubles, bartender. Just give me my change, and I'll be on my way." So try that next time you go into the lounge, all right? Well, I know that we're not exactly into the wedding season, but you kind of have weddings year-round. So this one was sent in by Edna Cole a while back to The Good Stuff. Jennifer's wedding day was fast approaching. Nothing could dampen her excitement, not even her parents' nasty divorce. Her mother had found the perfect dress to wear and would be best-dressed mother of the bride ever. A week later, Jennifer was horrified to learn that her father's new young wife had bought the exact same dress as her mother. Jennifer asked her stepmom to exchange it, but she refused. "Absolutely not. I look like $1 million in this dress, and I'm wearing it," she replied. Jennifer told her mother, who graciously said, "Never mind, sweetheart. I'll get another dress. After all, it's your special day." A few days later, they went shopping and did find another gorgeous dress. When they stopped for lunch, Jennifer asked her mother, "Aren't you going to return the other dress? You really don't have another occasion where you could wear it." Her mother just smiled and replied, "Of course I do. I'm wearing it to the rehearsal dinner the night before the wedding." Now, I ask you, is there a woman out there anywhere who doesn't enjoy that story? Kim, what do you have to share on The Good Stuff?
Well, I've got top signs you've eaten too much at Thanksgiving dinner.
You're going to blow up.
Yeah, no kidding. The first one, hundreds of volunteers have started to stack sandbags around you.
Oh, no.
That's not good. The doctor tells you your weight would be perfect for a man 17 foot tall.
Yeah, that's kind of a compensation thing.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, here's another sign you've eaten too much at Thanksgiving. You are responsible for the slight but measurable shift in the Earth's axis.
Okay.
Okay, you decide to take a little nap and wake up in mid-July. That's what that turkey does to you.
It's Rip Van Winkle.
Yep. And another sign you've eaten too much Thanksgiving time? World's fattest man sends you a telegram warning you to back off.
Okay.
Okay. Getting off your couch requires help from the fire department. Not a good sign. Every escalator you step on immediately grinds to a halt. And the top sign that you've eaten too much at Thanksgiving? You're sweating gravy.
Ooh, yuck.
I know. Isn't that just kind of a disgusting thing to think about?
That's kind of gross, actually.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Thanks, everyone, for listening out there on stations like Lemon, South Dakota's KBJM 1400 AM. And again, if you have items to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
Okay, going to wrap it up with, you know your family is dysfunctional if Thanksgiving dinner consists of wild turkey instead of roast turkey. And before we wrap, a lady was picking through the frozen turkeys at the grocery store, but couldn't find one big enough for her family. She asked a stock boy, "Do these turkeys get any bigger?" The stock boy replied very soberly, "No, ma'am. they're dead.
Okay, remember that as you get your Thanksgiving turkey. And that's the good stuff.